We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Happy Thursday. If you just joined us, Larry Richard, Marty Griffin. This is the Big K Morning Show. Appreciate you spending some time with us. One of the things that we're hearing more and more is this flu. So we've had COVID, we've had the seasonal flu, and RSV has been an issue too. And we're looking at a surge. You may have just heard the numbers Paul Rasmussen gave us. What about averaging 600 a year ago, now 8,000?
The adjective, the superlative used, astronomical number of cases.
Well, let's check in. Our friend Dr. Kevin Wong is a family physician, has been for many years. And Doc, good morning.
Morning, gentlemen.
So we like to check in with you because you're kind of at ground zero with the families. What are you experiencing and what are you hearing from colleagues?
Well, we are just seeing tons and tons of upper respiratory symptoms, and it is very early in the year, but I'm not surprised after what's happened over the past 2 years when you had shutdown and people being very careful and behaving. Now people are not as careful. They're not wearing masks, but they're not hand washing either. And even over Thanksgiving, a lot of people with mild cold symptoms still mingled with everybody, so you continue to spread it. We have, you know, mild weather for the most part, so people are mingling. And it's really not surprising. We saw the surge of RSV, and as everybody knows, not just kids get it, but, you know, everybody babysitting the kids, especially the grandparents. So even though they may have had it years ago, they weren't exposed for a couple of years with the shutdown. Now they're getting it as well. So ERs are overwhelmed. I mean, I was at two hospitals already. Emergency rooms packed to the gills, unfortunately.
Oh.
We're just seeing this everywhere. Unfortunately.
And you treat older patients as well, Doc. They can be particularly vulnerable. They could die from the flu, quite frankly.
Well, flu can kill people directly. RSV can hit them very hard, too, if they have underlying illness such as chronic lung disease, et cetera. So, I mean, everybody's got to be a little bit more careful. Everybody's got to stay away. Everybody's got to space. And if you're a little bit sick, stay away from someone at risk.
There's the problem, Doc. You know, people, and I know people, I'm not going to call them out publicly, but they're sniffling, they're sneezing, they're blowing their nose. They're clearly not well, but they show up to work. It's a great dilemma. And what about sending kids to school? Some parents are getting letters. Marty, you got a letter from your school.
My daughter. My son had the flu. My daughter had the flu. That's just in our house. And we got letters that they missed too many days, and we got to keep an eye on it. But they had the flu, man.
Well, I mean, and this is where, I mean, unfortunately, it's more work for us. But at least if you report it to your doctor's office, they can document it. And if you need to, you get a letter, go to the school. I mean, because that part has been a little bit more lax since COVID. But people sort of forget. And then all of a sudden, we get a call, you know, like, I've been off work for a week. They want to know. It's like, you haven't talked to us. We have no documentation. So this is a catch 22. Yes, we don't want calls from simple things, but at the same time, you need to communicate with your doctor, especially if people are at risk, to take advantage of treatments that might help them from getting sicker. But clearly, flu shots are down from before. People felt it was a bad year. They haven't been getting their flu shots.
Is it a good, obviously it's a good time if you haven't and you choose to get a seasonal flu shot, now is the time, right? There's no, in terms of getting one, it's go time, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I always suggest end of October to get ready for the mix of everything coming, but then it will carry you into the springtime because our peak of flu traditionally is still February, March.
Hey,
so
Doc.
Even though they say, well, last year of the year, you really want it, you know, to cover at least 6 months.
Right. Hey, Doc, I read that this, and I've had the flu shot. You didn't have it yet, Lair? Did you get the shot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got it on the show here. Rich Fitzgerald came in.
Yeah. I read that this particular flu shot is effective. That's what I read.
It's a very good match.
Yeah, I've heard this.
It is a very good match this year so far for what we've seen. So So, yes, if people haven't, it's not too late. Take advantage, because flu shots really take 2 to 3 weeks to be fully effective. So if you want to be protected by the holidays, they definitely should get it now.
All right, Doc, we appreciate you jumping on with us. Thank you.
Yep. Have a good day, gentlemen, and get the word out. Hand wash, hand wash, hand wash, please.
You know, you say that, and some people may roll their eyes, Doc, but that is all the way back to the late Bruce Dixon, who was the doc who
had
Allegheny
man.
County Health Department. He used to say that. We used to laugh, and then, you know, he said that's, in some ways, that's the single biggest thing you can do for yourself to avoid some of these things, or at least, you know, that's...
Absolutely, and then also you're being very helpful and minimizing spread, because if you get sick, you're going to spread it to other people.
All right, Doc, you stay safe out there.
Thank you. Have a good day, gentlemen.
Dr. Kevin Wong, great family physician and friend of the show.
That number. 8,000? And what'd you say last year? 600?
800 or 600. No, 800.
What?
No, 600.
600 rest?
Yeah. Anyway, it's significant. So heads up, listen to the doctor. On the Big
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Good morning show. Marty, we got a footnote from Dr. Kevin Wong, who just talked to us moments ago about the surge in the seasonal flu. He said the numbers, of course, just a fraction of the people who are tested and recorded. Most people don't get tested and are not recorded, which means, you know, it's always the same multiple of that. Sky high right now. That's a quote.
And all the doctors, including him, including the folks at UPMC, if you can, don't go to the emergency room. I mean, if you can, go to your private doctor. If you can, go to one of these Med Expresses, if you can. And you said something important. Get the damn flu shot. Come on, man. This can be, in some years, Larry, the flu kills 60,000 people. Seriously.
We've been on a learning curve with this for a long time because, you know, COVID, these strains, the flu, I think a lot of people were under the misconception that the flu shot, the seasonal flu shot, was meant to be 100% effective. It's not, but it can mitigate, as I understand it from physicians that I've talked to, if you do contract the flu, it can mitigate the symptoms. How are your kids? How did they go through?
It was mild.
They had the shots, though.
Yeah, it was mild, but they had lingering coughs for 2-3 weeks. 2-3 weeks.
There are a lot of people with that. Have you noticed?
Yes. I have a cough all the time from cancer crap, but at the end of the day, the flu shot, it's fascinating, Larry. I've had all the COVID boosters, everything, and a flu shot. I have never had COVID and never had the flu. Is that wild?
And your wife, Christine, never had COVID.
And I'm immunosuppressed. It's kind of fascinating. And all our kids have had COVID, and 2 of the 3 have had the flu.
Wonder if it has something to do with your blood type, too.
I don't know, man. Let me mention a couple of things that are kind of cute. Because we mentioned Ricky D asking you about the cell phone on his shelf. By the way, this might be self-promotional, but I don't give a damn. I love this thing. It's absolutely adorable. It's this, Yinzer elf on his shelf.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he's holding up, you know, that foam finger. We're number one.
Yep.
It's got a little mullet going.
Yes, it's wonderful. And this is your brainchild, Dick Roberts and Jimmy Crenn, who you're funnier than. You're funnier than Crenn.
Rob Rogers, the great political cartoon artist. But Dick really is, he's the mastermind. This guy is brilliant.
So I want to mention, because he sent me a note. I love him too. He's my man. 1,200 of them are available. I guess it's a limited run. And I guess it took a while to get them. Literally, it took a while. They were in that supply chain quagmire, right?
Months.
So they're available at Giant Eagle and Market District stores. I haven't seen them. I haven't been, though. Grandpa Joe's. I love Grandpa Joe's. Old school candy.
We met love the owner of Grandpa Joe's Chris. He's a character.
I love that place, man. Oh, I love that vibe.
There's
and Laurie's big... Hallmark. There's a Hallmark, Laurie's Hallmark right near our house.
Yeah,
I love
they have
that.
14 of those.
Do you know what they cost? I'm not trying to be a goof here.
$24.99.
By the way, we're not trying to pitch this, but a lot of folks are asking. They're actually adorable. And I think it's a great little Christmas.
No, but we
thing.
Always wanted to have whatever we do, a charitable component.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
In this case, you know, some of what we do, a portion of the proceeds go to Animal Friends. Then
yeah.
we have Spencer's Voice, Tina
yeah.
Flowers, who's one of our hometown heroes.
Yep.
Lost her son to opioid thing, tragic accident in this case.
But you are funnier than Jimmy Crenn. You know that, right? Right?
No.
You said that in the break.
I did not say that. Marty said
Elf on
that.
The Shelf.
Get Marty.
Very cool. The
and
version.
Coming up next week, Marty, we, as you would say, we got to talk about this. Get Marty, this new thing, Marty's page, Marty's list.
Yeah, Marty's list. It's Angie's List Plus.
6:38, the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard, Marty Griffin.
Man, I got to get into this with you because we've talked about this a lot. It's kind of become very important to us because it's important to this town. And that's what's happening with teenagers, right?
Yes.
So,
I mean, start with what's more important than our children?
Right.
Everybody's children.
Right.
Yours, mine, everybody.
Can I mention something? That, and then I'll get to the meat of this, which is important stuff. Folks, when all this happens, they say send them to the military. They used to do that in the old days. Two things. This isn't the old days. And the military doesn't want these morons. This is a fact. Without disputing the politics of this, more than half of these kids, these teenagers, cannot pass the physical or the drug test to get into the military. It's a fact, Mr. Richard.
Back in the 70s,
right.
during the Vietnam War,
right.
if somebody got in trouble with the law,
right.
sometimes
right.
the judge would give them an option. You're going to go to the Army,
right.
Navy, Air Force, Marines,
right.
or jail.
No one wants them now. Why the hell would you want these idiots? I'm serious. You want these felons acting like animals. But ma'am, I understand what you're saying when you sent me the message, send them to the military, and I'm not exaggerating. More than half right now would fail the physical and the drug test. Think about it. So, that being said, this abhorrent video that we had first, quite frankly, and talked about first to add to that, with these animals, and that's what you are. If you're a teenager, I don't give a crap about your background, and you're walking up to a man who's passed out on the street, right? And you shoot him in the face with a pellet gun. How many, were there four teenagers?
Four, and they passed the gun around, reloaded with a
pellet.
CO2 cartridge
yep,
that
yep.
propels the pellets.
And in the video, which we took down because it was so offensive, he actually slapped him in the face.
Yeah, this is a homeless person laying on their back on the sidewalk in an alley.
Right. Guy died.
Unconscious.
Guy died. They found pellet fragments in his face. It's beyond belief. They don't know if the two are connected. In other words, if they murdered him. They don't know yet, but they'll find out. That being said.
Still,
that's right, Larry.
Either way.
So that being said, here's what my sources are telling me. This kid... One of them is a student in the Pittsburgh Public Schools today. Today. And how do I know this? Because one of the principals identified the kid by his tennis shoes in a video. So here's my point. Think of the quality of the kids. And by the way, Oliver, which has had a significant number of issues with students beating teachers. Well, Larry, student raped a teacher at Oliver, okay? A teacher at Oliver got beaten this week by a student. Beaten, Larry. So think about this. These teachers, who I think are heroic figures in America, are now dealing with a student who is a cold-blooded animal, identified on video as being willing to take a pellet gun and shoot a man point blank in the face and then slap him. And these principals, don't know what the hell to do. Now, in this case, they've contacted police, and the police are engaged. But day after day after day, I have teachers that tell me that they live, they work in an environment where they get their asses kicked. I apologize for the phraseology, but those are the words they're using. And to imagine, Mr. Richard, that you have students in a school willing to shoot a man in the face with a pellet gun. They're in class today, and this is what teachers have to deal with in America today. And by the way, your son, God bless him, is one of those teachers who's a true warrior because he wants to make a difference. It's amazing what they put up with. It's amazing.
Why is that juvenile in school if they know who he is?
I will find out today the dispensation of this ridiculous situation. But that's horrifying.
6:52 News Radio KDK. Next hour, chance for you to win him before you can buy him to see Foreigner, the final tour with Loverboy. That's going to be next summer, July 29th, Pavilion at Star Lake. And join us Tuesday night, our Hometown Heroes 10th anniversary celebration. Marty and I have teamed up, and it's presented by Goodrich and Geis. Get the good guys. And supported by Tutti Mechanical Systems. So Bob and Mary Lee Tutti were here yesterday. And Marty, you went to school with Bob.
Oh, man, we go way back.
Well, the same school anyway, but character. What a character. You said something that is so universal. When you get together.
Oh, we go right into the gutter.
With certain people.
We started picking on you.
I know, immediately.
That wasn't fair.
No.
I apologize.
So we're going to pull the Lifetime Achievement Award from Bob and just give it to Mara Lee.
Oh, my God.
And our keynote speaker is Susan Copen.
Love her.
WPXI anchorwoman with a really inspiring and incredible story of her own. And we'll recognize five of our hometown heroes, including Dante Green, the football coach at Westinghouse, is going for a state championship. And you can hear that game here tomorrow night or tomorrow afternoon, actually. And
the thing about him that's amazing, it's not about wins and losses. It's about how he has inspired these young men.
Hope.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
You know, I was telling my wife this last night. I have been blessed to surround myself with people that don't say no, ever. It's amazing. And Tootie's one of those people.
Yeah, and if you can join us, go to kdkradio.com. There's ticket information there for our Hometown Heroes event again Tuesday at Rivers Casino in their event center upstairs. Also brought to you by McGuire Memorial and Levin Furniture, our buddy Robert Levin. He's been supporting this since day one, Marty, 10 years, among all the other things he does. And he's doing with you, with Get Marty.
Look, it's advertising and marketing, fine. But this Furniture for Families thing, to be able to, and this is what happens, you walk up to the door of a house, and you knock on their door, and you give them $5,000 worth of furniture from Levin, and they cry. It's very cool, man. And it's what this whole issue about never say no is. Robert Levin has never said no, saved his company.
Yeah, he's flat out really one of our hometown heroes. He's like, no, actually, he said it like that. No, that's okay, guys.
Never says no.
Good man. So join us Tuesday if you can. It's going to be, I promise you will leave there inspired with the stories of our hometown heroes. 6:55 at KDKA.
On the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center.
AAA traffic is powered by Bowser Chevrolet. Happy holidays from the power of Bowser. Kathy Berggren here with an update.
And Larry, I'm seeing over on these PennDOT cameras on the Parkway West some very heavy and slow-moving traffic. It's backing now before you even get to the top of Green Tree Hill all the way down toward the Four Pit Tunnels. We're at the Wilkinsburg Exit Ramp on the Parkway East and over on 28. Actually, right now, it doesn't look too bad. As you approach the Highland Park Bridge, minor slowing around the East Ohio Street Exit Ramp. Nothing major there. Parkway North continues to move pretty well, and I'm looking at traffic light delays on that inbound side of 51 heading for the Liberty Tunnels. Our next AAA traffic on the 5s at 7. 705. I'm Kathy Berkren on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
Cloudy today, but dry. It should be anyway. Temperatures in the mid to upper 40s. We're at 43 now. We'll drop to 31 tonight. Early sun tomorrow, and then maybe a late day shower. And right now, it is 43 degrees. By the way, just a footnote, today we have our first state championship football game. Our high school football coverage starts at 6 with John Fedko. You got to say, Marty.
Fedko's on.
Thank you. 7 o'clock kickoff, Dan Zangrilli, Coach Johnny Lee, Robert Mangino on the field. We got Cale Berger and Ben Tenute, our full team coverage for high school playoffs. This is it, the state championships. And the action all starts tonight at 6 on KDK.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.